What about that? As you hear Phil, and you know that you've got those decisions coming up with a son that's fought through so much, what does that mean to you?
Well, you know, Phil's kids are off-the-chart kids. I mean, they are top shelf, you know, top 1% in this country, and he has a lot to really be proud of. And he's raised two fine gentlemen. He has been a terrific father. And I think there is something to be said about staying out of it. And I think probably what he meant by that, you know, he never coached his kids, at least I don't think he ever did. He wanted the coaches to, you know, not feel the pressure of having a professional football player looking over their shoulders. So I have to tell you, Phil has been a wonderful dad and somebody who I know cares deeply about his children like we all do. Now, in my eyes, my son is 15. He is a quarterback. He plays for his varsity football team. He's not a starter. He's a third stringer. He loves putting... I want you to do what you feel is in your best interest. If you want to play football, I'll be there to support you. I do run little camps for he and his football team. I am involved. I do not coach him. I stand on the sideline quietly. You know, Gunnar deals with cystic fibrosis, so that's the main thing that he has to deal with. So everything above and beyond that is an unbelievable accomplishment for him. He plays hockey, he plays lacrosse, and he plays golf. And I'm not on him pushing him, saying, you got to do this, you got to do that. The only thing we push him about is making sure he does his treatments on a daily basis. We're very involved with him, and we make sure that he is a very good student in school. And he and his sister are doing just that. So as from parents, you know, Nick, we are very proud of our kids, but the reason that they are successful is because of the involvement that we make sure that we have in their lives.
Well, we want to thank you for your involvement on the show, Boomer. You're a first-class person to be the role model on and off the field, and it's been an honor to be a friend, and I appreciate your being on the show today.